Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Good morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good. I've been academic conferencing.
Ooh.
I know, you're so totes jelly.
Oh, well, I stayed up really late downloading songs, so.
Yeah. So
pretty much same thing.
I was at IASPM, International Association for the Study of Popular Music.
Just slow it down. Let's just. If you're going to toot your horn, toot it proudly.
And then this morning, the combined conference of the MSA, Musicological Society of Australia, and the NZMS, the New Zealand Musicological Society, is meeting.
Is this like the musical NASA?
Oh, this is so big. There'll be about.
Sounds really cool, though. That sounds quite impressive.
Yeah, and that's
sounds like I might be a little bit out of my league.
Oh no, you'd love it today. There's Bach and Beethoven and Chopin papers today, but no, the
IASPM. So you'll be along to that. You'll be attending that, I hope.
No, but IASPM was a lot more pop stuff. There was stuff on Viking rock and environmentalists, and I told them about alien weaponry.
Did you really?
Yay! I said that she needs to include it. And this is my.
Now I was going to say you brought an exotic foreigner in with you.
Yes, I brought my fellow ethnomusicologist from Hong Kong, Victor Vicente.
Ooh.
Hello, Victor.
Hello.
Welcome to New Zealand.
Hello, Auckland.
He gave a paper on drinking in Bollywood movies.
Yeah. Whoa.
What are you giving a paper on at NZMS?
Oh, it's going to be way less interesting.
What is that one on?
It's on world music history.
Oh, no, that's good.
Mm. And how to update it.
Oh, they'll have to have you on the show for a 3-hour.
World music history, I'm happy to talk about. If it wasn't for world music.
Like 2 in the morning when everyone needs to get sleep.
Yeah, you can come talk about world music.
Come to a world music omnibus.
As a racist category? No, that's what it is. It's like normal music and then everybody else's world. Yeah. You're talking about that.
Slightly less commercial ethnic music.
That's right. Brown people.
Oh, no.
But hey, okay. What about world music's
So today, what we're going to do.
How do you change? Let me ask you guys, you professionals, how do you change? How do you stop something being just lumped into a category like that? Like world music going, oh, it's just going to be another Peter Gabriel thingamajigger thing.
You just roll your eyes a
lot. It's interesting you say that because there was a couple debates on genre. This weekend at the conference, and I'm of the mind that you should just roll with it because it helps people find you. But I do understand the artists hate that box, any box. Oh no, our music's is just
but like sometimes the artist should just shut up.
But I do think roll with it because it helps people find you. You know, if you're hip hop, I'm not going to find you if I'm looking in metal. So, yeah, I think artists need to. I don't know. Kind of just let it happen, even though.
Also, you can like break that barrier later. So
break it later. Save it and break it later. Yeah. Cool.
Break those genre rules.
We played Foals earlier on, and I find Foals a really hard band to chuck into a genre. What would you call Foals?
I find them very difficult baby animals as well.
Sorry, indie. Yeah, indie. Indie.
That's not even a category.
That's not, yeah. Yes.
But
not even
a category. If I was looking at it would be Foals and a whole lot of other similar bands.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So they're not with the baby animals?
No.
Oh. I thought you meant actual baby animals, like
foals.
That was the joke.
Yeah, I know. Then I was thinking about baby cougars and
Cougettes. Courgettes.
This is Friday in the shit out of it.
We're deteriorated. We're supposed to be talking about, why don't you start the track?
Yeah, come on, let's talk about it. What instrument will we be discussing today?
I'm going to say it with a New Zealand accent. The musical soul.
The musical what?
Soul.
Saw.
Yeah, saw. What do you say?
It's got to have another syllable in it. It's got to be a diphthong if it's.
Saw.
Saw?
Saw.
Musical saw.
That is a bit sore.
Now listen, you can hear it soaring. Listen.
I love this. Now, how do we play the saw? Because I'm of the. I thought it was like you grab the end and you whack me your thumb and go.
Yeah, make sure it doesn't hit
you
in the face.
Last thing you want to do is get some sort of logging thing in your face.
Okay, now the saw, you put the handle between your knees.
Excuse me?
Put the handle between your thighs.
I see.
And then with your hand, you hold the other end of it.
I see.
And you get it into an S bend.
Bend it.
I see.
And then you play it with a bow. Yes,
you do
a
not.
Proper.
Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
Yes, you've been. I don't know. Just
does it work with your toothbrush?
Oh yeah. What'd you say?
Does it work with a toothbrush?
I thought you said something about Tupac playing it.
Yes, he's a big, very famous
song
player.
The saw.
It's unreleased saw tapes.
The That's a voice. That's not a saw. It's quite a freaky sound, though, isn't it? The saw.
Isn't it weird? I was talking about this when I was telling Victor I was going to do the show that it sounds spacey when it's not like a space. Why should it signify space to us?
And really, let's be honest, there's no sound in space.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been spacey. There, so you tell me.
Just saying. But
there's no one hears you scream.
But it's true.
I think I want to hear you play the sub at.
So, you know, like this.
I'm just going to go outside and play my saw in the vacuum of space. What are we talking about?
But yeah, with that really.
How big are these saws?
Normal saws.
Yeah.
So just like a.
Yes, exactly.
Saw.
The sound is better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I think we should play it like that. Oh, can you hear it soaring?
Sounds like a magical nightingale or canary or something.
I know, isn't it the weirdest thing?
Or a genie, but like if a genie had a private time to do some singing.
I was totally thinking that. The genie.
Yeah, but yeah, when surely you get time off of your genie. I suppose you don't.
So what do you call that, Victor? You know, not legato, you know, when the notes blend into each other.
Oh, the portamento.
It's got
sweets.
A portamento.
I hope people are able to ask you questions well at this conference, not just going around asking questions and.
Portamento, which is that slidiness.
Yeah.
That the notes instead of.
Slidiness is the word there.
That's right.
Slidiness.
So he calls it portamento. So instead of note, it's note.
Like in Hawaiian music, like the Hawaiian.
With the steel guitar.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's right. That slidiness as well. But now you can call it. What do you call it?
Portamento.
Portamento.
Yeah. Is that a Hawaiian word? No.
Is this another track now?
No, it's still the same track. It's okay. It's an 8-minute Stereolab track for those who were paying, writing things down. So is it, you were talking about space before, it kind of sounds like, is it the theremin, the
it
Star Trek?
It sounds like the theremin, isn't it? So that's possibly why it signifies a space to us. I guess the other reason it would signify a space is that it's been used in a lot of film soundtracks. That's sort of one of its roles. Yeah. What was the TV show you said?
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap! Whoa! Quantum Leap!
All the young people are going, what?
Yeah, watch it, kids.
Is it on Netflix?
Good stuff. Maybe.
Okay, is this another track now?
It's a man lost in time.
This is Mara Carlisle. She's a saw and ukulele player. Oh,
see?
Listen.
Ukulele.
So you buy it specifically to play it as an instrument. You don't just go grab one out of the hardware shop.
You can use normal ones, or you can buy specific music ones. Which have the scratchy parts taken off.
So it's not as
the
famous.
Teeth, you mean?
The tooths, yes.
That's what they're called.
The teeth.
Nobody about saws.
So yeah, or you can take those off yourself. You know, you can file those off on your normal saw.
If you've just got time to do that. What about just putting a bit of masking tape over it or something, catch you?
Oh, yeah, and then that might get a nice vibrato added to it.
But there must be. You know, you must be your standard, you know, say top grade hardware saw.
Yes.
But then there must be some which are made specifically.
Yes, there are. One's for music, and they might make them a little thinner, or some people like them thicker or longer, and then getting smaller at the end and wider at the bottom. You know, everything's dirty with him. And
with both of you, somebody just texted Mercury Rev holes. Is that a saw at the end?
I don't think it's a hole. I don't think it's a saw in the but maybe it is because
I haven't come across it in some of the data I've looked through. But that's not to say.
I'll tell you what. You carry on.
He's gonna look it up for you. He's just a Google machine.
How beautiful that sound is, though. It's like a
stunning.
I think it's another reason it's appealing is it is similar to the human voice. You know, in a way that like an organ is not or a drum is not.
Very unabrasive.
Get that?
Isn't it? It
vibrato's like a human.
And it's got the free rhythm, so.
Look at you, Victor. You're getting lost in it.
Oh, wow. Just, free rhythm. I like
it
that.
It has the free. Can you say that again?
You know, it tends to be played in free rhythm. So you have this kind of non-metrical thing going.
It's true.
So
true. It's not like you're getting up on the one. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know who else is a big player? And
is that voice? Is that voice or saw? Now I'm lost.
That is still saw.
Natalia Peru.
Is Marlena Dietrich. How sexy would that be? Because she's a sexy thing. I find her sexy. Lesbians always do, but.
I think she's definitely.
Yeah, and imagine her with that beautiful soaring saw. And apparently she learned it before she came to Hollywood, and has put it into a few movies.
Yeah, it's one of those party tricks.
So like imagine Marlena.
Don't forget to pack your saw before you head off to Hollywood.
In her sexy tuxedo.
You gorgeous starlet.
With her,
What's in the bag?
Your cigarette holder. I'm going to play a song for you.
Oh my God.
Oof. So this is
is there a
Natalia
hardware store
Paruz.
Nearby?
Natalia Paruz is the editor of the Saw journal.
Is there a journal? Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
And she's the president.
In fact, that's awesome.
Oh, no. She's the president of the Saw Society. And she judges a lot of the Saw competitions and festivals. Wow. So Natalia Paruz, if you want to look her up.
What's the journal called?
Well, I'd love to look up the name of the journal. But you're right, they should change it to It's Awesome. You're right. Book it now. Copyright that.
I'm just segueing into a bit of What is Tomato Sauce. Yeah. It is a saw. Well, it is a saw on the Mercury Rev song.
We can play it after the hip-hop.
We can do a saw on the Mercury Rev song.
Thanks for finding that, friend.
Yeah, thanks, caller.
It's such a beautiful song, too. Where's Ruben? Ruben! He wasn't there a second ago with the news headlines.
He's getting the saw out.
Either it's the musical Saw Show or the aliens are taking over the world. But we'll hear
it.
It's a little bit
Rocky Horror, aliens taking over the world, Mars Attack, sort of, isn't it?
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, the soundtrack to...
Because it sounds a wee bit like a radio frequency tune.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, that sort of madness as well.
Ren and Stimpy, Space Madness, great episode.
Oh yes.
God, I love that episode.
Space Madness. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're all showing our age. Wow, this is like the old folks show today. The seniors.
What's that? That sounds like a trapped animal.
It's still the saw.
Okay. Well, Ruben's in there, so let's see what he's got in this bag of headlines.
BFM News Headlines.
Ata Maria, good morning. It has come to light the New Zealand Defence Force knew of toxic chemicals contaminating local water supplies in Manawatu for a month.
Pardon?
Auckland trains come to a standstill today as a result of failed union negotiations. Authorities are urging swimmers to avoid algae-affected areas in Lake Taupo, and an arrest warrant is issued for former Argentina President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Join us for these stories plus weather and surf at 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Ruben. We will. Getting back to travelling tunes now. We're talking this morning about the saw. Oh, this is one of my favourite songs ever in the world. It's ever been. Anyone that's listened to me on BFM ever in the history of ever will know how much I love this song.
I don't know this song.
And Charlotte Ryan stole it for her intro. Oh, never said anything to her about it. Now she's not here. I can talk about it like quite openly.
She did you a show sting, so come on.
I know. Love you, Charlotte. Doctor?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
How often is the saw played nowadays?
Not very often. It is a...
Is there almost a
kitschy, you know, sort of...
It's a specialist, though.
Is it like tennis, though? Is there a seeding? Is there a best saw player in the world?
Yes, that was Natalia we were playing
That's
before.
Natalia, right.
Yes, yeah, but she judges the competition, so I guess, you know...
Yes, yeah, so no one's ever going to... It's going to be wee wild before someone... Yeah,
and maybe
right.
It's biased. You have to go in her style in order for her... You know, I'm just wondering if she's been kind of dominating
like
she,
yeah,
in
sounds,
the scene.
It just,
I'm making this up.
Oh,
I'm not
no, no, that sounds right.
Happens.
I think you've hit the nail on the head.
It happens. So maybe,
the hardware vernacular.
Maybe until she passes, will some of the new styles be able to flourish?
Cool, are you there?
Yes, Mikey.
Hello, Dan.
Listen to Mercury Rev carefully and just listen to the Lord's latest music and see where the inspirations come from.
Oh, totally. I can see a wee bit of that, Dan. You smart ass, you clever clogs.
I can put it out there, boy. Okay, over and out. Bye.
All right. I like the way he talked like he's a American cop or something there at the end, didn't he?
He's on the road.
Oh, we've got the smartest listeners, don't we?
Smartest.
Real brain boxes.
I'll say. They put me out of a job.
Hey, I'm so back to the conference now for you guys, or what?
Yes, we are.
You hear that saw in the background there?
I'm chairing a session. I'm going to be talking about Eminem, but one of the sessions I'm chairing, here's one of the talks. From Clash to Future, Glitch Hop and the Heartbeats of Papatuanuku.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll get down.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
A lot of fun.
What are you going to be talking about, Eminem?
Oh, about you know, the whole National Party case.
Oh, right, of course, yeah. of course.
Well, here's another one. Hip-hop chopping, a live editing of the phonographic past, an interactive manipulation of historically informed and reverse-engineered musical ephemera.
Any tickets for that, Liv?
Oh, bring it. Bring the family. It's just going to be lots of fun. Just
and great questions.
I've got a question. What are you talking about?
Oh, there's Gerald Ginther, The Historiography of the Soviet Ballet. I'll book you in for that.
I've already got tickets for that.
Seven Young Hot Boys, The Impact of German Hot Boys on English Musical Life, 1680 to 1800. The German Hot Boys.
Woo! The quotes the German Hot Boys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, here's one. Performing Cinema, Susie and the Banshees Peep Show. That should be good.
I think it just happened. This will be just in one conference.
We've had a few texts in, somebody saying that the Drab Dooriffs once had an amazing elderly saw player open for them at the Winchester in Auckland.
No genius. No need for that ageism.
I'm just reading what's here. And then somebody else says there
is... It makes it sound really old. Drab Dooriffs aren't even that old.
There was a German guy in Auckland with a folk band teaching the saw, and he reckons that the cheaper saws are better than the high-quality ones.
I have heard that before.
That's cool. I wonder if you want them rusty.
I got a couple of rusty saws at home, and I find they're not as good.
Hey, that's cool. So,
but I do. I get that SJ, and then I just whack it with my thumb. Boing, 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 like that. I mean, I don't have a bow. Okay, I don't have a bow.
And you play a bit of funk. Well, we should put the name of that teacher on the webpage. So if y'all want to learn, have some saw lessons. Let's get some business going for this guy, the German guy.
You don't want him to get some sort of a false idea that there's going to be a huge rush over the next couple of years.
Hey, and Mom and Dad, I'm giving up med school.
Yeah. Hey, we got three more people signing on the last year.
Woo!
A lot of instruments in the world to learn to play. Start with the bongos, I reckon.
You can get published in the journal.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's the pinnacle for you, isn't it, Victor?
What is it called? What's the saw journal called? The trade mag for saw players. There's one for old.
I saw her standing there.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, thanks very much. All the best to you.
One more text. So if Natalia ceased to be the best player in the world, would she then be a sore loser?
Oh, see, it's not just me. Yay, thank you.
I feel like I should give them a prize. Oh, shh. Here we go. End the song. Shh.
Those funny little plans
that never go quite right.
That never work quite right.
That is your favorite song.
Oh, I don't know much about stuff. What are we talking about?
95.
Enjoy the ride? That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.